listed as a suspect, but as of Monday afternoon, no one has been taken into custody. Retail fireworks sellers in Kansas are only allowed to sell their fireworks from June 27th to July 6th, a shorter time period than some neighboring states. The Senate Commerce Committee is considering a bill that looks to expand the time frame in Kansas from June 15th through July 6th and allow for year-round sales. Those looking to sell fireworks throughout the year must meet state and local fire safety regulations and obtain a license. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A mask mandate will continue in the state's largest school district. By a vote of 4-3, USD 259 Wichita Public School District Board voted Monday night against a proposal to immediately remove the district's mask mandate and make masks optional. During the January 11th meeting, Board President Stan Reeser suspended the meeting after several new board members and others in attendance refused to follow the district's mask requirement. In August, the board unanimously approved a mask mandate for all district buildings. It went into effect on August 30th. Kansas legislators have introduced a new bill that would add online child pornography to the list of sexually violent offenses that require convicted felons to register as sex offenders. Senate Bill 368 comes at the request of Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt. He said the bill would require individuals who are convicted of internet trading in child pornography or aggravated internet trading in child pornography to register as sexually violent offenders. This is Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police say two of four people who apparently overdosed on drugs at an Omaha apartment over the weekend have died. Police say first responders were called to Exarban View Apartments on Sunday afternoon for a well-being check, and they found two women dead and another woman and a man in dire condition who were taken to a hospital. The Omaha World Herald reports that one of the survivors told medical personnel that the group had ingested a powder they believed to be cocaine before the overdoses. Police have not yet released the names of the women who died. Governor Pete Ricketts and business leaders will travel to the United Kingdom and Ireland in August to promote Nebraska businesses on a trade mission that coincides with Nebraska's football season opener in Ireland. Ricketts said the trade mission will focus on agriculture, insurance, and other major Nebraska industries. It will also allow them to watch the Huskers play Northwestern in person on August 27th. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Before you know it, spring will be here, and it'll be time to start mowing again. So now's the time to get your mower to Maximum Outdoor Equipment and get in on the Kohler Winter Service Special. Take your mower to Maximum Outdoor before the end of February, and you'll get a 15% discount on labor. Or give them a call at 943-0201 and arrange half-price pickup and delivery of your mower. The folks at Maximum Outdoor Equipment know mowers inside and out, and unlike the big box stores, they specialize in outdoor power equipment. They've been servicing Kohler engines for over 30 years and have the genuine Kohler parts and the expertise to make sure your mower is ready to mow come spring. This Kohler Winter Service Special is only good through the end of February, so don't wait too long. Bring your mower to Maximum Outdoor, just south of Kellogg on West Street, for a 15% discount on labor, or call 943-0201 for half-price pickup and delivery.
Maximum Service Special. equipment.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last week with the county sheriff, architect, construction manager, and county counselor to update initial plans for the new proposed jail. The architect will take recommendations and suggestions and continue to update plans. Engineers met with the board to discuss the bid process and timeline for the health department structure repairs. An approximate cost of $60,000 to $75,000 was outlined. Commissioners were advised they may need to push dates further out due to lead time for construction materials. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes will be assisting with developing a job description with her pending departure. The board settled on a salary range of $55,000 to $60,000 annually, depending upon experience. Washington County Commissioners met last week. Free dump days at the Washington County Landfill will be the week of March 28th through April 2nd. Ron Newts was appointed for another term on the Washington County Hospital Board. Commissioners asked Economic Director John Bruno for assistance distributing information regarding the Neighborhood Revitalization Program. A flyer being created will be shared with banks and lumber yards, as well as shared with contractors. The program allows for a 10-year prorated property tax abatement for eligible commercial and residential construction projects in Washington County. That application must be made and approved before construction begins. Washington County insurance rates are expected to rise by 4% this year. Tammy Apple has accepted the position of Nemaha County Senior Services Public Transit Director and will begin work for the county February 21st. At an annual salary of $45,000. Nemaha County Commissioners heard this update and briefly discussed updates to the County Employee Handbook at last week's meeting. Glacial Hills RCD will host a soil health workshop in Seneca this Friday. The topics will include soil conservation and soil health. Ryan O'Neill with the Glacial Hills RCD talks about the importance of the workshop.
Yeah, so basically it's just a free soil health workshop to learn about the benefits of soil health on your farm. Topics to include everything from an introduction to companion cropping, cover crops, native pollinator strips, and some more events.
Ryan O'Neill was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. He also touched on the RAPS program, which is a conservation program available to producers and landowners.
You know, that's the thing that we're really focused on with the RAP strategy in the Tuttle Creek watershed. And it's really to address those water quality issues locally. And the whole goal is to understand what impairments are on your farm and set those goals and actions to meet maybe some of those load reductions needed to reach certain goals on your farm, but also in the watershed as well.
Juanita K. Bush, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Juanita Bush. David L. Anthony, Sr., age 60, of Wymore, passed away Wednesday. Celebration of life service to be held at a later date, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for David Anthony, Sr. Zoe Tart, age 57, of Wymore, passed away Thursday. Celebration of life service is planned at a later date, with the Harmon Wright Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Zoe Tart. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, French bread, mixed green salad, peaches, and cake. Tomorrow, tuna casserole, a muffin, green beans, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will continue to rise throughout the day today. As the jet stream continues to sit further north, conditions will continue to stay very dry with lots of sunshine. Typically for February 8th, we can expect to see highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s through upper 40s throughout Missouri. Today, temperatures will be well above average across the region, with highs in the upper 30s and upper 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 40s and upper 50s throughout Nebraska, the lower 50s and lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 50s throughout Missouri. Overnight tonight, we can expect to see extremely mild temperatures and stay extremely mild throughout the next few days. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February, 43. Record high on this date, 73. The average low 20 and the record low 19 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:27. Sunset this evening at 5:56. Degrees ahead of sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 8th of February. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville.
Hardwood shockers and a record on ice. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A big upset in college hoops. Unranked Virginia stunned number 7 Duke in Durham.
With 5, with 4, Clark finds Beekman, fires the 3.
Yes! Yes!
He hit the shot!
Got it!
He hit the shot!
He got it!
With 0.7 seconds to go!
Our thanks to Virginia Sports Radio. Reese Beekman, the hero, as the Cavaliers hold on for the 69-68 win. At number 20, Texas flipped the script, too, taking down 8th-ranked Kansas.
Puts it on the deck, accelerates into the lane, jump stop, passes. Here's a free-throw line jumper. Good for the lead, Timmy Allen, with 20 seconds to go.
On ESPN Radio, 24 points for Timmy Allen, 79-76 your final. At the Olympics, American figure skater Nathan Chen set a world record with a score of 113.97 in the short program, putting him in good position to take the gold medal in the men's single skating event. To the hardboard courts of the NBA, the Suns' Devin Booker dropped 38 on the Bulls en route to a 127-124 win in Chicago.
Swings a pass stolen by Booker. 2-on-1 with Bridges. He gives it up to Bridges. He'll get it back and jam it home with both hands on the alley-oop. A perfect two-man fast break with Booker and Bridges.
On KMVP, the Warriors won their 9th straight, quieting the Thunder, 110-98. NHL, Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner both scored twice to lead the Maple Leafs past the Hurricanes. Marner's second goal came in the OT.
Riley's backhand, looking behind him, another shot, they score! Mitch Marner wins the game in overtime!
On TSN 1050, 4-3 the final. NFL, 2 new head coaches named Monday. The Texans elevated assistant head coach and defensive coordinator Lovie Smith to replace David Culley, who was fired in January. Smith previously coached the Bears and Buccaneers. And the Saints went in-house as well, choosing defensive coordinator Dennis Allen to take over for Sean Payton. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Rock Creek. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. Valley Heights travels to Lynn. Frankfort tips off at Axtell. Hanover entertains Clifton Clyde. Washington County's at Blue Valley, Centralia at St. Mary's. Diller Odell entertains Falls City, and Southerners host to Lewiston. Again, Marysville at Rock Creek, live tonight on KNDY.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Filter days are underway at Heenan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville. Take advantage of their large selection of farm filters, hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for a complimentary lunch Wednesday, 11 to 2. At Heenan's Automotive, your locally owned and operated Napa parts store in Marysville. Filter days now through February 20th.
Fairberry Livestock.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's Economic Research Service forecasts inflation-adjusted U.S. net cash farm income, which is gross cash income minus cash expenses, to increase by $12.6 billion, or 9.9%, and then decrease by $2.9 billion, or 2.1%, in 2022. U.S. net farm income is forecast to increase by $20.7 billion, or 20.1%, to $123.4 billion in 2021, then decrease by $9.7 billion, or 7.9%, to $113.7 billion in 2022. Underlying the forecast, cash receipts for farm commodities projected to rise by $13.7 billion, or 3.1%, to $461.9 billion in 2022. That's the highest level since 2014. During the same period, production expenses expected to increase by $5.9 billion, or 1.5%, to $411.6 billion in 2022, offsetting some of the income growth. USDA yesterday announced $1 billion in partnerships to support America's climate-smart farmers, ranchers, and forest landowners. The new Partnership for Climate-Smart Commodity Opportunity will finance pilot projects to create market opportunities for U.S. agriculture and forestry products. They use climate-smart practices and include innovative, cost-effective ways to measure and verify greenhouse gas benefits. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack made the announcement during a stop at Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri. Vilsack said USDA will provide targeted funding to meet national and global demand and expand market opportunities for climate-smart commodities to increase the competitive advantage of American producers. Funding will be provided to partners through USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation for pilot projects to provide those incentives. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Fairberry Livestock Company proudly salutes the Fairberry and surrounding area FFA chapters for training their members in the many areas of agriculture. Today's FFA members are tomorrow's leaders in the field of agriculture. From your friends at Fairberry Livestock Company, check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's your latest Larry Steckline report with our partners at CAKE News.
Well, friends, it's nice to have you aboard the CAKE Steckline report today. Talk a little bit about a country that I have been to about four different times. All those trips that I made there stick in my mind. Back in the late 80s, I went there with a couple of secretaries of agriculture on missions for the United States. We reported from there, radio, television, did some shows, if you remember back then. And then I even took a group of farmers to the Ukraine, where all this tension is mounting day by day. A place that's got more agricultural land flat as far as you can see, if you can remember me broadcasting from there. I got to tell you, it scared me then as to what they could do and what they could produce. But I wasn't too worried because, quite honestly, when I had a group of farmers with me, one farmer came up to me and said, "Hey, I just made one of these local farmers the happiest guy in the world." I said, "What'd you do?" He said, "I gave him a pair of pliers." They had nothing but junk. And guess who saved them? United States. And they've come around now, friends, and listen to this. They are number one in sunflower seed production in the world. They're sixth in corn, sixth in barley, seventh in rapeseed, ninth in wheat, and ninth in soybeans. Can you remember when they would buy wheat, our price would go up 50 cents a bushel the next day? Well, today they're our thorn in our sides. They're a big exporter of wheat. So what will all this do if there's a war? friends, Katie, bar the door. I haven't the slightest idea. But quite honestly, the most effect that we're going to feel is with fertilizer prices, even though they're big fertilizer exporters, but most of it goes to Europe. However, that tightens the world supply for us. So we'll have to wait and see what happens, folks. We have fertilizer prices started to decline here in the last 2 to 3 weeks. Yes, it was looking good. That steadied out. Nervousness now about this Russian deal.
Our annual Let's Trade Keys event is going on right now at Rusty Eck Ford. It's the best time to trade in your old ride and trade up for the car, truck, or SUV you've been waiting for. We have the best selection of new and pre-owned vehicles arriving daily, and trade-in values are higher than ever. Buy today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Get our lowest prices, best selection, and highest trade-in values. So, let's trade keys. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. We have financing options available for everyone. It's our annual Let's Trade Keys event. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. Limited term financing through Ford Motor Credit. 0% APR for up to 36 months is $27.78 per month per 1,000 finance. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire month's end.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
One Boy Scout merit badge is for astronomy. Some evidence that it might have inspired a few boys is next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Farmers and ranchers looking to help their own following the devastating windstorms and fires in Kansas December 15th can use the Hitchpin app to help deliver relief.
Hitchpin is a great way to let others know what kind of help you need, or if you are able to help by donating hay, services, materials, labor, or any other kind of donation.
From the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 8th, the 39th day of the year. Author John Grisham turns 67, and the Boy Scouts of America get a three-finger salute on their 112th birthday. They were incorporated on this day in 1910. We've been researching the names of scouting alumni, and it turns out to be an impressive list. You'll find names like Walter Cronkite, Harrison Ford, Steven Spielberg, Hank Aaron, and Gerald Ford. But here's an even more impressive statistic. 11 of the 12 American astronauts who walked on the moon were former scouts, including Eagle Scout Neil Armstrong. And in fact, two-thirds of all present and former astronauts have scouting experience, including 12 former Girl Scouts. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about this day in history online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 32 degrees at sunrise. Mild highs around 60 on tap again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Timmy Allen scored 24 points, and his long jumper from just beyond the free throw line with 21 seconds left put Texas ahead before Marcus Carr's free throw sealed a 79-76 win over number 8 Kansas Monday night in Austin. Kansas did lead 76-72 before Texas's Trey Mitchell banked in a three-pointer to get the Longhorns within one. A Kansas turnover then set up Allen's go-ahead shot. Up next for the Jayhawks, they host Oklahoma at Allen Fieldhouse on Saturday. Kansas State sophomore guard Nigel Pack was selected as the Phillips 66 Big 12 Player of the Week for the second time this season on Monday after he posted consecutive 20-point performances in a pair of wins this past week, including the game winner against Oklahoma State. Pack is the first Wildcat to win multiple Player of the Week honors in the same season in more than seven seasons since Nino Williams won it twice during the 2014-15 season. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
We're down to the final 2 weeks of the regular season, and as expected, Twin Valley League basketball is going to be highly contested until the final night. Hello, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TBL Spotlight on KNDYRadio.com. As teams try to earn some key wins down the stretch, the TBL Spotlight will keep you up to date on all of the happenings throughout the league. The TBL Spotlight podcast on KNDYRadio.com.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Rock Creek. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Valley Heights travels to Lynn. Frankfort tips off at Axtell. Hanover entertains Clifton Clyde. Washington County's at Blue Valley. Centralia at St. Mary's. Diller O'Dell entertains Falls City. And Southerners host to Lewiston. Again, Marysville at Rock Creek, live tonight on KNDY.
KNDY.
Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. Younger, they thought we were crazy, but we have the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.
Last night after dinner, as I read the evening paper, I looked up to see a look of sadness in her eyes. I asked her what was wrong. She sighed and said, "It's nothing." But something in that nothing made me realize it wouldn't kill me to tell her that I love her. It wouldn't kill me to make her feel alive. I could take more time to show her how she makes my life so right. It wouldn't kill me. Goodbye. I don't know what gets in me not to take these precious moments, share them with the only one who makes it all worthwhile. I get so caught up in little things when the only thing that matters